We got off to a very poor start, and it took us a little while to recover. What we're lacking is, at the minute, creativity. Chungi, Clayton, Mark Davis, now Zach. So our options are limited in an attacking sense, but we didn't look as solid as we normally... Well, not solid, I wouldn't say that. We didn't look as flowing as we have been. But, you know, probably not at our best today, but still got a point out of it.
What was the latest situation on Chungi?
Well, seemingly he limped off, but they're hoping that he'd be fit for the next game. So we're hoping he'd be flying back tonight, but it doesn't look that way. I think he's going to be fit for the next game by the sounds of things.
Okay. And Zach Clough, I guess you were disappointed and he'd be disappointed.
Well, he's got a slight hamstring strain. We'll have to wait till it settles and scan him again. But we're hoping it shouldn't be too serious.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a difficult day to play football. I know you won't use that as an excuse, Neil, but
no.
By comparison with your previous performances, it didn't sparkle. Just lacking that. I mean, is it a concern that you're lacking all these creative players through no fault of your own, by the way?
Yeah, it is a concern because we like to have these type of players around. And the other thing is, I didn't want Eder or Emil to go the 90 minutes, but unfortunately, you know, that's been the case today. We needed them on the pitch because we weren't functioning, you know, and going forward we weren't great, but you know, defensively in the midfield there was a lack of quality about us today for some reason. So we just put it down to not a bad day, not the worst, and we've come away with something out of it, so I have to be thankful of that.
Any news on the transfer front? Are the coming guy going?
Well, I mean, we've had a frustrating week. Mido, he's gone to Israel to maybe finalise a loan deal, so we're waiting to get confirmation of that, but we need to get bodies in. And we've been working away, but the no avail so far. But I need to get some players in.
Is it a situation that, a bit like the domino effect, if a couple of deals are done, that can trigger off other movement elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be patient. I think a lot of things can get done in the last week of the window as well. But in terms of a necessity for getting players in, well, I need one or two in, you know, in certain positions. I thought Vela again was outstanding. So you know, he is playing really well. And there may be an opportunity to move him forward eventually. So I need to get some players fit again, obviously, but we need to get some bodies in because the players need a hand there.